Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And today we have with us Mayor DeZine, Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Always nice to have you with us. Everybody's got interesting topics coming up, and you're no exception.
Today I'm going to talk about ways to improve your public speaking skills. And part of this is because we're getting ready for our 4-H Day, which is basically a 4-H Presentation and Performing Arts Competition Day that we have each year for 4-H. And, you know, so a lot of our youth are getting demonstrations, illustrated talks, project talks, public speaking, career presentations, historical speeches, readings, or we call it oral interpretations, and impromptu speeches ready to go. And so I just wanted to give them kind of a heads up on some tips to improve their public speaking skills. And, you know, everyone needs that. Even I do a lot of public speaking for my job, but that doesn't mean I still don't need to improve my skills. And, you know, it's a good reminder anyway. So one of the first tips is to breathe. It's easy to get nervous. We all get nervous even when we speak. It doesn't matter how many times you do it. There's still nerves because you want to do a good job and you want to get up in front and present as well. So, you know, it's important that you just breathe. Make sure you control, calm your body as you enter this area and do that. And then just admit your nervousness. Like I said, even the most seasoned public speaker can feel nervous on stage. There's many a time I get nerves, but you need to kind of challenge that nervousness and put that into your speech. It makes your speech actually better, putting your audience at ease and helping you feel connected with your audience. The other thing is to use minimal notes. You know, many of us use too many notes, and I'll be honest, I like my notes in front of me. It's my crutch. But you know this. You've practiced this speech. You know, go ahead and speak from the heart and just kind of go with it. So use minimal notes. The other thing is, and I think this is one of the hardest things, I'm getting better due to the fact that we do so many Zoom meetings now, and it's being comfortable with the pause. It's okay to actually have a pause in things or wait a few minutes in your presentation. Let that pause, let everything sink in, wait for comments. If you're asking for comments or questions, you know, give them some time to think about it, give some time to respond and all those things. And that's especially if you're doing any virtual, like I said, Zoom meetings or webinars or anything like that. Because sometimes there's a lag also with internet. And now that we're doing a lot more of those things, you know, you have to be able to be comfortable with that pause. And it's not an easy thing to become comfortable with, but you just got to make yourself do that. The other thing is to be aware of your hand gestures. You know, it's okay to talk somewhat, you know, have some hand gestures and put those into your speech, but you need to make sure that you're not doing any of those nervous gestures that can maybe make it, or too many hand gestures that kind of distract from your speech. So don't, you know, flail your hands widely. It's okay to kind of do some natural gestures, but, you know, make sure those movements don't distract from what you're trying to say. And then you can move around some, depending on what kind of a speech you're giving. But, you know, it's okay to move some around while you're giving a speech. Back and, if you're on a stage, you can move back and forth, connecting with your audience. But, you know, you don't want to do too much either. And then one of the important things is to incorporate visual prompts. So if you have some visual aids or something, a PowerPoint behind you, a video, or, you know, in 4-H, there's a lot of posters. We do posters a lot with our visual prompts, or you're demonstrating something in 4-H. So maybe, you know, you have a mixing bowl there and you're trying to teach the audience how to make brownies. All of those things are okay. So just make sure that you have those, that they add to your speech, and that you actually are increasing the value of your presentation with that. And then this is the one that I think everyone has the most problems with, and I'll be honest, I have the most problems with this too. Practice. It is really important that we practice, especially youth. They just need practice, 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 and then practice some more. Mark Twain once said, it usually takes me more than 3 weeks to prepare a good impromptu speech. So it's okay. You know, make sure that you're prepared. Practice. I say, you know, we all have video cameras now and our phones. You know, take a video of yourself. It used to be we stood in front of a mirror and watched ourselves, but now I'd say take a video of yourself and play it back. And you can see, are your visual aids working? Are your hand gestures working? All of those things that will add to your speech and give you a good clue. One of the other things is some habits to avoid, which would be playing with change in your pocket, jingling jewelry, wringing your hands, playing with your hair, rocking back and forth, chewing gum, wearing sunglasses, or wearing a baseball cap unless it's part of your presentation. The main thing is to just practice your speech. Don't be afraid to use those nerves. It's okay to be nervous when you give a presentation, but, you know, use those nerves to your advantage and everything will be good. And hopefully we'll have lots of our 4-H youth that want to participate in our public speaking competitions or our presentation competition coming up here at our 4-H Day, which is actually February 25th at Prairie View Middle School, and registration is due until February 3rd, I believe. You can register online here at the office, and hopefully everyone's working on those public speaking skills.
All solid advice, and let me throw in my personal tip is don't drink anything too cold right before you're supposed to start speaking, because I've noticed that my vocal cords tend to shrink up basically if I have ice cream or ice water or anything like that right before speaking or singing on stage. But all good advice, so thanks for that, and we'll keep an eye out for any of the 4-H'ers getting ready to do some public speaking. Go and give them a hand. So thank you for that, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you.
Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.